Next item on the agenda, York County Division of Parks and Recreation. Tracy. I think Mr. Grab's got a couple of comments before you start, Tracy, if you would.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Grab.
Quick to aware of this, Tracy Ganache. This, her last meeting, she's accepted employment with the United States Navy, Naval Facilities Engineering Corps.
Okay.
We'll be starting with them on February 5th. Tracy's been with us, you know, over 10 years. She's been an asset to the division. We'll certainly miss her. But as you saw this morning with Kevin Curlins, Chris Fry was here earlier too, reemergence. Perchance the Navy will, you know, send her back over here on our behalf.
Can't we just say no?
I don't know. You know,
don't we get the vote?
The federal government was willing to pay her far more than I was. I think if you're willing to meet her offer, she'd gladly stay on. But it's been with, you know, a great pleasure to have her on staff, and I know she's been an asset to the commission, and this will be her last presentation.
Well, Bob, I couldn't concur more. Tracy, you've done a great job while you've been here. Your reports and your presentations have always been accurate, fair, and that's all we ask for as we conduct these hearings here. So we wish you Godspeed at the end of this and the end of your duration here. If we can be of assistance to you, don't hesitate to let us know, and wish you the best in life.
Thank you, sir.
Proceed.
If you could assure that all my future Navy projects would be page two items, I'd be grateful.
Next item on the agenda.
Kathy, I'd like to go right to slides, please. Thank you. Commissioner Bowman, members of the Commission, York County Division of Parks and Recreation requests authorization to install a 66 by 14 foot floating pier, a 5 by 6 foot aluminum ramp, and 85 linear feet of riprap adjacent to property situated along Queens Creek in York County. The project is protested by nearby residents. Your County Division of Parks and Rec proposes to replace an existing deteriorated public fishing pier at New Quarter Park, which again is situated along Queens Creek, which is here. Drains into the York River. This is Camp Perry facility here, and you see here the outline of the park here in York County. The new facility will accommodate both fishing and canoe and kayak launching. The existing pier, which you see here, was damaged during Hurricane Isabel. The floating portion was unusable. You'll notice that the floating portion, which previously existed, will not be in my photographs. It was destroyed in the hurricane and was removed. The applicant also proposes to install some riprap to add an existing eroding scarp. Only a portion of that riprap actually encroaches onto state-owned submerged lands. You see here some ground shots. To get you oriented, again, the floating section previously was here. You see here the eroding scarp. Pam Mason from VIMS. The shoreline here will be stabilized. And here to give you an overall plan view. I guess the riprap structure will be located here. You see the mean low water line along here. So it's just this small portion right here encroaches below onto state-owned submerged lands. You'll notice you can see in lighter tones the dimensions of the previously existing structure and then the new structure, of course, outlined in dark. A side view of the proposed structure. And again, to highlight that for you, the old structure as compared to the new structure. The pier portion of the project is protested by the Queens Lake Community Association, which represents several upstream property owners. The association believes the proposed pier will impede navigation and represent a hazard to sailboats by reducing the area here needed for tacking. They also state that in the past, this pier has represented an attractive nuisance for unsupervised children. They are concerned with conflicts between fishing line and passing vessels, and that canoes and kayaks will be unable to launch safely from this facility. Lastly, they note that a member of their association uses hand tongs in this area to harvest for oysters in the area near and around the pier. There are no current leases in this area. So this person does not have a lease, but they do go out and hand tong for oysters. As a result of these concerns that were expressed by the association, and given that the proposed facility is going to encroach the 12-feet channel word in the previous structure, we requested that the applicant clarify the difference between the old encroachment and the new encroachment. And that was this drawing submitted here. You'll see the face of the old wooden dock would line up about here, and this is the representation of how much further the new structure will encroach. You see here lies the channel, deepest part of the creek here. You also note that although this Queens Creek is wide in this area, there is a defined channel. It's not navigable the whole way across. There is a preferred navigation line in the creek. Property Owners Association has a marina facility located here. Again, the project is here. Located here, and you see in the see in the ground shot. Here is their marina facility, and the subdivision exists here along the upland, and winds its way around up the creek here. These trees over here are where Camp Perry lies. A staff's assessment that even with the additional encroachment, the facility will be located about 25 feet from the toe of the existing navigation channel. And again, the creek is 200 feet wide, but as I just previously stated, it's not navigable from bank to bank. There is a defined channel and shallows on either side. Again, as a result of the concerns of the association, we contacted the Coast Guard to see if they have any concerns, because there is a federal channel here. You see a channel marker right here. The Coast Guard said they have no concerns. You'll note that my evaluation says that no other agencies have commented. Since this was written, I've had conversations with the Department of Health. Initially, they had concerns with this project merely because they were unclear of where the restrooms were located in relation to where this facility was. We've had discussions because I have been on site, and they now feel much more comfortable that the restrooms are close enough proximity that they will be signing off on this project. Final aerial in the project here. Again, you'll see the channel markers. Apologize for the glare there, but again, there's the post structure. And just two more, just to emphasize the difference between the encroachment of the old and the new structure. This was provided by the agent, and of course, the facility's here, and I'll zoom in on that to give you a better feel. Again, you can see the old structure and comparing with the new structure, and the riprap should be located here. Kathy, could I have the lights, please? Thank you. In summary, when reviewing proposals to build over state-owned submerged lands, and the Commission's Sebaquis Guidelines direct staff to consider, among other factors, water dependency and necessity of the proposed structure. Furthermore, when considering authorizations for such structures, 28.2.1205 of the Code of Virginia stipulates that in addition to other factors, the Commission should also consider public and private benefits of the proposed project and shall exercise its authority under this section consistent with the public trust doctrine as defined by common law of the Commonwealth adopted pursuant subsection 1-200 in order to protect and safeguard the public right to the use and enjoyment of sebaquious lands of the Commonwealth held in trust for it by the benefit of the people as conferred by the public trust doctrine and the Constitution of Virginia. Based on the width of the waterway at the site and the distance from the end of the proposed pier to the edge of the channel, it does not appear that the pier expansion should represent a hazard to navigation. Furthermore, the pier will provide public access. It is at a public park. Staff believes that the public benefits outweigh the detriments. Staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. After evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition of the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in 28.2.1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff does recommend approval of this project as it has been proposed. Thank you.
Very well done.
Thanks, sir. Are there any questions for me?
Mr. Tracy? Mr. Tankard.
Tracy, how wide is that channel? I couldn't really see from the...
Mm-hmm. I did not scale that off to give you an adequate answer. And I'm going to give a stab at, based on what the dimensions are up here, this is 14 feet. I bet this is 30 to 40 feet.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, there we go. 50 feet wide. So 40 was a good guess.
You got that right. Any other questions, Tracy? Thank you. Is the applicant present or represented? Any comment, addition, or anything at the present time? Okay. Are the opponents in the audience? Are there any opponents to the project in the audience? The matter is before the commission.
Move the approval of the recommendation of staff.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to approve staff recommendations. Our second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries unanimously. Thank you very much, Tracy. I hope all of your projects go through that way at the Navy.
I hope so, too.